Okay, so I thought since it's going to be Hanukkah this coming Motzei Shabbos, we could begin discussing some Inyani Hanukkah. So there's a questions always, I tell you, my first year as a shul rabbi last year, always somehow on Hanukkah, everyone goes traveling. No one travels the rest of the year, right? The 8 days of Hanukkah, everyone's going on a plane, or they're going on a train, or they're going somewhere, and all the shilas come up, what are you supposed to do? Because, right, as we know, that Hanukkah is tied to your house. So you have to let your nearest Hanukkah in your house. So if you're staying at a hotel, or you're traveling on some medium of transport, so you have a big problem, what are you supposed to do for lighting during that time? So we're going to go through the Makoros, try to figure out exactly how much nearest Hanukkah are tied to the house, and then we're going to look into trains, we're going to look into camping, into a homeless person, Shaila, also a homeless person, and airplanes, and try to figure out what you do in each situation on Hanukkah, how you let your Hanukkah camp in such a situation. So what's the makor that nearest Hanukkah are tied to the house? The famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, mitzvah Hanukkah, near Ishu Beso. Right, so the mitzvah of nearest Hanukkah is tied to the house, the bias. You're supposed to light, whether we do mahadrin, whether each person lights or one person lights for everyone, whatever it is, it takes place, the Gemara says, in the house. It's connected to the whole bias, the B'nai bias, that's who the Iker thing is about. So seemingly it's tied to the house, and not only is it, the Gemara seem to imply it, the Rishonim seem to say that Dafka, the mitzvah, only applies in the house. Tosfos writes, in the next Tosfos, the Shar mitzvos could go na lulav, usuka lo takinu levarich leroa elagabi near Hanukkah mishum chavivas anes. So when it comes to other mitzvos, do you make a bracha when you see a lulav, or when you see a sukkah? You don't. You only make a bracha when you do it. But when it comes to Neiris Hanukkah, there's a bracha for the roa. Someone that sees Neiris Hanukkah in certain situations has to make a bracha when they see it. So how come Dafka by Neiris Hanukkah, Tosfos wants to know, we have this mitzvah to look, and then you make a bracha when you look at it? Every other mitzvah you only have when you're involved in the mitzvah. Here you have a bracha Dafka for seeing it. So Tosfos first suggests, maybe because Neiris Hanukkah is like such a dear mitzvah, we love it so much, so we want to make a bracha when we see it. But then Tosfos is a big chiddush. V'gam mishum sheish kama b'nei adam she'ein lahem batim ve'ein biyadam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Tosfos says, perhaps the reason that Chazal were mesakein to make a bracha upon seeing Neiris Hanukkah, a special bracha dafka for seeing, is because there are many people that do not have homes, what we would call homeless people. There are many people that do not have homes. They sleep in a cardboard box or some other, they sleep on the street, and they cannot be mekayim Neiris Hanukkah. So what does Tosavi suggest by saying that? What's the din of someone that doesn't have a house? He can't light, right? Seemingly, Tos seems to just assume that when you don't have a house, you're not have a bias for the time being, you would not be able to light Neiris Hanukkah. So this is a very clear implication from Tosavis that Dafka, the mitzvah of Neiris Hanukkah, is connected to the bias. And only in the bias are you able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And the Pnei Yeshua makes this ha'ara as well. Look at Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, Nira, Dimash Nishtana Mitzvah Zom. I'm on Nishtana, different holiday. Dimash Nishtana Mitzvah Zom, Mishar Mitzvos, Shehin Chovas Haguf, right? So most mitzvos are Chovas Haguf. Most mitzvos, like Sukkah and Lulav, you have to be Mekayim with your body. You go into the Sukkah, you shake the Lulav. Shayachiv al Kol Yachid B'Yachid. The Kaimala Nami mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho, and on most mitzvahs, therefore, since the mitzvah is for you to do the mitzvah, we have a concept, mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho, that it's better to have you do the mitzvah than have a shliach do it for you, because of the fact that it's specifically connected to you doing it with your own body. The shiny hacha, by nearest Hanukkah, it's different. She'ein hacha ikr ha-mitzvah, ela b'samich l'rshisarabim shehu mishim persumei nisa. The ikr mitzvah is nearest Hanukkah is mishim persumei nisa. That's why we light it in a place where people could see it, because we try to accomplish the nearest Hanukkah persumei nisa. Mishim kachi tilu chovas mitzvah zo, ki ili chovas habayis. Therefore, since in this mitzvah we have to accomplish persumei nisa, we're not trying to just accomplish a shaking or a sitting in the sukkah, we're trying to accomplish publicizing the nes. Therefore, Chazal said it's dafka chovas habayis. because when it's a chuvas habayis and you have to light it by your house in front of the public thoroughfare, you will have the most likely ability to accomplish pshutim nis, to publicizing the nis. So Pnei Yeshua explains that yes, Chazal or Mesakin, the mitzvah nearest Chanukah, dafka on habayis. Because of the fact that we accomplish pshutim nis best through the bayis and not through an individual performing a mitzvah on their own. Oh. So these are all the makoros, a lot of interesting makoros that seems to say that dafka is on the bayis, the mitzvah. Dafka on the bayis. And now my question for you is, what would be the din of someone that does not have the bayis for the day or the week? They are on a two-day train ride. They go on the plane for a whole day, right? When you go to Israel sometimes, so like with the time change, it ends up almost being a whole day. So they go on a plane for a whole day. They, for that day, do not have a bayis. So what would the din be? We see that the Gemara seems to say, and Tosfos seems to say, and the Pnei Yeshua says very clearly that there is no din, when there's no bias, there is no mitzvah. So what would be the din of someone that does not have the bias for the day? How would we deal with such a situation? What would you think? How would we deal with such a situation? Oh, so maybe if you're married, your wife could lay for you. Uh-huh. Okay. Right, so let's look at the next Gemara. So the Gemara talks about what does a visitor do? Someone who's traveling, they're staying at someone else's house. Amr of Sheshes, Achsanai Chayev Benir Chanukah. A visitor, someone who visits somewhere, is Chayev Benir Chanukah. Amr of Bizera. Rabbi Zera said, Marish ki havina beirav mishtatafna beprite bahadi ushpiza. When Marish was visiting Rav, he was mishtatif with Rav. He gave him a little bit of money in order to be a part of the be a part of his nearest Chanukah, and then he was yotze with his nearest Chanukah. Baser dinesivi itza amina. But after Marish got married, he had a wife, he had Meshes Chayil, and she was at home. When he came back to Rav's house for Chanukah after he was married, he said the following: Hashtavade lutzrichina. Now I do not need any more to be mishtatif and give money to be yotze with Rav's lighting. The kamadlike alai begobesai, because my wife is lighting for me at home. Because my wife is lighting for me at home. So what do we see from that? We see from the fact that, right, so the Gemara seems to say that when there is no bias, right, and a chanami, it's only lit in your bias and then you don't light. Right? My wife is lighting for me at home. You don't light. The din of ha'achsanai. That's when you're staying at someone's house, they're lighting. You don't even need to be mishtatef. You don't even need to be involved in it because you're yotze with the lighting that's happening in the bias. The Gemara seems to say, right? Yeah.
It's not on the person.
Yeah.
So you could have someone else light for you while you're not, not necessarily your own wife.
Yes, it being a point of shliach. Absolutely. Absolutely. And seemingly right now that seems to be the most appropriate way to do it, right? Because if it's really tied to the bias, it should have to be the shliach. Not just an option, it should be the best, yeah.
Also, you can also not translate bias to being house. When we say we can build a bias, that would be a struggle, that doesn't mean you should build a good house, it means you should build a good family.
So what are you trying to say?
That it might not necessarily be specifically on a structure.
Yeah.
But if someone else, let's say a family member, is lighting somewhere else for you at the time, they can have you in mind also to be able to.
The thing is, no, because it needs to be.
Because
here bias does mean a physical structure. Here bias really does, meaning it means the place you live. Because the point is that that's what the Pnei Yeshua said. Chazal wanted that your physical structure near the public thoroughfare should publicize the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? That here we need a physical structure. So the point is, we see that, right? Seemingly everything should be in the bias. So this just exaggerates the point. What do you do? So if we would stop the shiur right now, if I'd say you're on a boat, you're on a cruise on Chanukah, which people do. I don't know why they have to go on Chanukah. People go on cruises on Chanukah. So people are on a boat on Chanukah, right? Or they're whatever, and they're there for the whole thing. So what should they do?
Is their house still considered their house?
Yeah, house is house.
So I'm saying it's...
Home is always home. Yeah?
So I'm saying, so their house should be lit in their house.
Should be lit in the house, seemingly, right? That's what it seems, yeah. What were you going to say?
They'd say that you should have someone make the broken house, but maybe have, like, light, if you can, on the boat, just don't make the broken house.
Why? That's a big chiddush. Everyone hear that? He's saying to light on the boat also. Without a broken, why would you light? It's not stupid what you're saying, but tell me why. Why would you say that? Where would you? She's saying to fulfill Pursumi Nisa. To fulfill the element of Pursumi Nisa in the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where he's living at the time.
Where? You're saying that becomes his bias.
Yeah.
Am I hear that? What do you think about that? That this cruise becomes his bias for the week.
He's renting it.
You have to define bias.
Oh, so no, so that's the question. Meaning the Gemara doesn't define it well for us. So, what do you think about that? Then it was you're renting, right? Or an Amtrak, you know, across the United States, right? You're renting seemingly a space. So was that a bias? So these are the questions we have to figure out, right? Yeah.
No, there'd be no such case as a person who's homeless because if he lives in a cardboard box.
He's saying that becomes his bias. And a hanami. And a hanami. So maybe what you're saying now is every situation you have to light.
Yeah, but that goes against Tosfos.
That goes against Tosfos, right? Right? Yeah.
Maybe also because you said that it's a mitzvah and the seeing of it, so you have to see it even though it's not.
Oh, because you have to see some kind of mitzvah. Again, like you're saying, the presuming nisa element. You have to see it. Oh, so that's what we have to figure out. So these are all the questions we're going to figure out as we go along. So seemingly when we stop at these makoros, it's only with the bias. But there is a very important Or Chos Chaim. The Or Chos Chaim was a Rishon. And the Or Chos Chaim was the first person to discuss the cruise. I don't know if it was a cruise, but he's talking about a boat, right? He's the first person to discuss the boat. So we'll look at it in the Levush. The Levush quotes it. It's much clearer there. I just wanted to put in the little snippet you see on the page. It does exist in the Or Chos Chaim. It's not a lie. So the Levush quotes the Or Chos Chaim. It's Mamash Rishon, right? It says the following. Halan bebeis goy. Someone who sleeps at a non-Jew's house. Hey, stay at a non-Jew's house. Afilu ein lo shum cheder miyuchad. Even if you do not have your own room at the guy's house. Ohalan biyar. What does that mean?
Camping.
Or you go camping in the forest. O aholech besvina. Or you are on a boat, on a cruise. Tzarech lahadlik sham ulevarech. You must light on the boat, in the forest, over the river, through the woods. Even though they are lighting for you at home. This is a huge chiddush Or Chos Chaim says. You have to light in all these places, even though you don't have a bias, even if they're lighting for you at your house. But didn't we say before, by an achsanai, right, that what happens? When you have an achsanya, what? You have to be mishatev, or no, what are we saying in the Gemara? If they're lighting for you at home, you don't have to do mishatev even. So what are you talking about? How can the Or Chos Chaim say you have to light in these places when they're lighting for you at home? V'lodami lachsanai, it is not like the case of achsanai. Damrinan, im madlikin lava beso lo bayla shatuve, we said in the Gemara, by an achsanai, you don't have to light if they're lighting for you at home. Deshaini hasam, that's different. Sheyesh persume nisa bahadlakas ushpizo yisrael sheroa gamhu esaneros v'zocher esanes. Because in the case of the Gemara of a visitor, when the wife is lighting at home, even though he's not lighting, he's by the guy he's staying at, the balabus, whoever he's visiting, and that guy's lighting the candles. And therefore, what's happening? He's seeing the candles also. He's seeing the oil being lit. So he acquires the presume nisa. He sees it. Aval kishahu ben agayim. But when he's at a guy's house, or he's on a boat where there's no people lighting, or he's in a forest where there's no one lighting, and he's not going to see anything. Tzarech hu lahadlik v'liro saneros kidei lizgor esanes. He must light in such situation and make a bracha in order to be Mekayim seeing the Neros Chanukah, even though they're lighting for him in his house. This is what Rav Samuel said. Similar to what Rav Samuel said, right? He has to some. This is a big, huge chiddush. Mamish is a whopper of a chiddush because the Gemara was very clear with tied to the bias. Never was Mechalik about Persumei Nisa versus bias. And here comes along the Or Chos Chaim. And he said when the Gemara patters someone who's traveling from doing, that was only when he's going to see it. But if you're in a situation, like on a cruise or in the forest where you're not going to see it, you have to light and you make a bracha. Mamish, you may do regular Neiros Chanukah and order Mekayim seeing Neiros Chanukah. It's a big chiddush. I would say, if I was just looking at the Zohar Chaim, that there is not enough precedent for him to say this. Because the Gemara, I think, seems to be very clear, right? That there's no such thing. But the Amar Zarishon, who says this din. So now let's examine it. So if we would take this Chiddush of the Zohar Chaim, right? And I think it's against Tosos too, no? What do you think? It's Pasha's against Tosos. Pasha's against Tosos. But maybe you could say that Tosos was talking about a case where the guy, the homeless guy, was going to see. You could say, but it's not clear. That's I think, a little dachuk. Anyways. The point is that if you take the Or Chos Chaim's approach, what would be in all our situations? Cars, planes, everything. Huh? If the light, seemingly. If the light. Seemingly if the light, right? So these are the two approaches. Is it on the bias? Or is it really on the bias, but if you don't have a bias, you still have to do it with the bracha? That's the question, yeah.
Just in general, is like, lighting candles for, is it machlokes, whether it's like a din in Shemini Esrei, or is it a din in you lighting?
Yeah, so this is part of that. There is a discussion like that. This is part of that discussion. Like, what is it really? Like we say hadlako is the mitzvah. I mean, the lighting is the mitzvah, but like, you know, obviously the Or Chas Chaim understood that Pesumim Nisa is like a real element of it, meaning that Ad Kedei Kach that he requires a bracha because of it, right? Oh. So the first person to address the modern day travels issues was the Aruch HaShulchan. So who's the Aruch HaShulchan? So the Aruch HaShulchan was, right, the Rav Nevardek, yeah? When did he live? Anyone know? When did he write the Aruch HaShulchan? No?
No?
Yeah, by the same Mishnah, but beginning of the century, and the last century he lived, he was the Rav Nevardek. His son was the Torah Tamima. Slept in Rabbi Khalap's bed when he came to visit America. And it was okay. So the class had slip on the floor. He's not happy about that. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses what he calls the Mesilos HaBarzel. What is the Mesilos HaBarzel? The Mesilos
train.
HaBarzel. The train. Right? The iron rails. The train. The Nira Lafianias Daiti. The Ata Sharov HaNesios. The Mesilos HaBarzel. Since today, most of the travels that are done by people are done on these iron rails, meaning the train. The kasha lahadlik sham kiyadua, and it's very difficult to light when you're on the train, right? Pashas, very difficult to light. Yachol lismuch pshitus al beso shemadlikin sham. He says maybe you could say that you can rely on people lighting for you at home. You're all night on the train, especially in those days. The imamish had long train travel. You're all the way on the train, so maybe you could say you can rely on what's going on in your house, and you could be yotze with that. Omnam, no. Halo lo yira nerus chanukah. If you rely on the people lighting at home while you're on the train, you're never going to see the nerus chanukah. V'lachein tov shiyadlik ner echad ba'agala sheyoshev sham. Ulevarei chalav. Rather, what you should do is you should light one candle in your train car while it's moving and make a bracha. And when you light only one candle, so the people aren't going to mind so much. You bring eight candles, you start lighting them, so everyone's going to get a little angry. It's like a little scary. But if you light one candle, people aren't going to mind. Umutav shelo liyos me'amahadrin ulekayim ikra mitzvah mishelo yir neiros chanuch haklal. And what is it, Medina de Gemara? How much do you have to light me'ikra din each night? How many candles? One, right? What we do is mahadrin and mahadrin. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's better to not do the Mahadran, to only light one per night, the Ikra Din, and to be Yotze seeing Neris Chanukah and make a bracha on them than not to do anything at all. So this was the age of the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the pastor's, what he was motor to people, and they asked him, right? When you are on a train, right? What do? You light. You light with a bracha. It's a big chiddush, right? And who's that according to? Whose approach is that?
The
Or Chas Chaim pashtus, right? Meaning that's not just on the bias, yeah.
They won't let you light on train.
So like, I mean, I think that those times are a little more heimish, probably, you know? People also didn't shower as much then, so like lighting on the train
was
also.
If you were on like a real train with like your own compartment,
yeah,
you'd probably do it without people knowing.
Oh, you're saying if you have your own compartment, right? So you could be talking about a case. I think the Spitz people got like their own compartments in those days. That's what I think. The Aruch HaShulchan always has a lot of business shaylos because he has a lot of businessmen in this community. He has the famous, everyone knows this famous thing on Chol of Israel where he says why it's very important to follow Chol of Israel. And he says how Aruch HaShulchan's famous piece where he says that we don't even realize that sometimes Chazal make a gezeira and it's for even a totally different reason than we even realize. He says he had a balabus who came to him like crying that he used to go to business in the big city and he would go and get every day in the morning he'd go with his business friends, his from business friends, and they'd get coffee. So they get the coffee. They didn't like the milk that they had in the coffee place. So they went next door. There was another shop that had really good cream. So it was Mamish, the best cream. It wasn't Chalavis. It was not kosher. It was Mamish, not like today where we have the companies. Right? It was Mamish, not. So why are you not drinking Chalavis? Because maybe they're going to put in Davar Tameh, whatever it is. Okay. So every day they'd go. So one day, one of the friends, Mamish Aruch HaShulchan tells a story. In the Aruch HaShulchan, if you look in the simon there, in your day. So he says, one day one of the guys goes to the storekeeper and he says, where did you get such good cream? It's like, I never had such good cream in my life. So I'll tell you the truth. I take milk and I take fat from an animal and I crush it up and I mix it together and it makes the milk creamier. So that milk was Mamish Chazer Treif. Mamish Chazal Shreif Mel. So Aruch HaShulchan says, you see, when Chazal goes there, they mamish knew that different situations come up and that you should be very careful at every single gazir, because then he says, and this guy felt bad for the rest of his life because he ate Chazal really and he didn't even realize. So Aruch HaShulchan always has the business travels in the big cities. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan time is that you, when you go on the train, you light one candle, right? You light one candle, and then you could be Yotze. It's a good Eitzah, yeah. So who said the one? You have your own cart. Who said that?
Yeah.
So let's say it's not a case where you're in the car. No, I know the Aruch HaShulchan is obviously talking a case where there are other people in the car, because he says people won't mind if you do one light. You just do one light and you hold it the whole time. Right? That's what he's saying, right? You just hold it around. Very dangerous. We hold it around. Okay. So the Mar Sham is the one that addressed from that point. Let's say you have your own car. Your own little train car. What would you say then?
So you should do Mahadra and Mahadra.
Why?
Because...
That can maybe even be like a bias, right? When you have one seat, maybe you could say it's not a bias, because like you just have one seat. But like maybe if you have your own room on the train, it's like your own car, it's like your own bias. So the Maharsha says as follows: L'tshuvas michtavo miyom beiz dechanaka im mutter lahadlik neiros chanaka al haban. Ban is train. Harakevet. Lo matzasi hadavar mavur. I have not found it to be clear what you should do in a situation where you're on a train. Aval halom misha shilim baad kol alayla. Someone who bought a room on the train for the whole night have a kesachar lo beiz dira. It's like he's renting a house. Lecho v'lishon sham b'chayv nirschanaka. What are they? They used to sleep there. They used to eat there. It's like a house, right? And you're chayv nirschanaka. V'afta haban omi eino omi b'makom echad. Even though the train does not stand in one place, right? The train moves. So maybe you could say it's not a bias. It's moving. V'rachav k'mahalech, and something that's moving is like it's walking, and therefore it can't be considered a bias. It's not karka. Lo nimtzim b'shum makom shiye tzarich bias kavua l'mashe mitzvasa b'shum sumei nisa. Even though we usually say the din of bias, it needs to be in sitting in one place to be karka, we don't find that by the din of presume nisa, by the bias, this is now more of a definition of bias. Din of presume nisa for bias, that you just need a bias that can accomplish presume nisa. So even on a moving bias, you still can accomplish presume nisa, right? So therefore, says the Maharsham, you'd be chayiv. Kein nir lepinas daiti misvara. So he thinks you should be chayiv to light Neiros Chanukah regularly if you have your own place on the train. It's like you were renting a room. It's like you're renting a room in an apartment building, except it's on a train, and it's for a shorter time. So the Maharsham Tain is, not only like the Aruch HaShulchan that you should light so you could see it from Psumi Nisa, Mamisha might have a din of bias to train. So that's a din for train. Seemingly now, for there's many of the posts can say, for train and for cruise, right? Seemingly you'd have to light, for whatever reason, whether just to see it, or because it's like your sachar lo beis dira, whichever one it is. The Tzitzel Yezer was asked by Israeli soldiers what they do when they're camping in their tents. So this is Israeli soldiers have to stay in their tents for like days on end. I know my brother-in-law is in the army. He sometimes gets his duty. He has to stay in like a tent by a post. And mamash stay there for 2 days straight. And they have enough food or whatever. That's like part of their reserve duty. And they have to do this. Mamash, you have to stay there for 2 days. So you're living there. So this is the same issue. What do you do in such a situation? So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, what would you say? According to the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah.
Yeah, halan b'yar, right? Seemingly it's halan b'yar. But according to the idea of bias, you wouldn't need to. Tzitzel Yezer writes as follows. Ulazos b'achras ha'alacha b'zeh. So to understand, to pask in the shayla, nir lefin es daiti, shechayavim lahadlik nir es chanaka, kishishinim b'chutz al p'nei asada. One is chayav to light nir es chanaka, even when they are sleeping in the outdoors, outside. Certainly when you're in a tent, certainly when you're in a tent, which has like a tzuras bias, right? Tent looks like a little bit like a bias, and it has sometimes a tzuras hapesach even. It has like a whole, could be a halachic bias. So certainly you'd have to light. So you have to put it in a glass holder, the menorah, so that the wind doesn't come and blow it out, and to make a bracha on it. And it's better to do this than to rely on the lighting that's happening at home. Because this is the real shpitz persume nisa, is to light on your own. Like the Aruch HaChaim said, liros ner chanaka delekes. Ukedivrei Aruch HaShulchan, shematzanu smuchim lo bedivrei Aruch HaChaim, la ramilu nil, vanir lefina zaiti kasavti. He says straight, according to the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, which is based off of the Aruch HaChaim, which we saw, even if they're lighting for you in your house and you're outside, you still would have to light when you're in your tent, right? So all these poskim seem to say, right? All these poskim seem to say, unlike what we thought the original approach was, that even though really the ikra mitzvah is on the bias, nonetheless, in these other situations of forest and of cruising and of all, you'd have to light. You'd have to light on a nonetheless. So that's most of the poskim approach this way. However, there is a very different approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Moshe Feinstein has a totally different approach to this question. How we deal with all these situations, traveling in the boats and in the trains, and how we would understand it. So Rav Moshe has a gavali. Rav Moshe, Rav Simon, Rabbi always used to say, you can get Rav Moshe, you can disagree with Rav Moshe Svara, but you can never get him on a Gemara. Rav Moshe Mamas had Shas open in front of him at all times, and you can't get him on his Rayas. Like, his Rayas are always glad. So he has a gavali Raya from a Rashi on Alashas. So when the Gemara speaks about lighting, right? When the Gemara speaks about making a bracha, when you see Ner Chanukah, is as follows. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Yirmiyah says, Haroah Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. Someone who sees the Ner Chanukah must make a bracha. Fine. You have to make a bracha when you see Ner Chanukah. So Rashi has a very interesting comment on this Gemara. Haroah. Haover B'shuk V'roah B'echad HaChatziros Dolek. So someone, right? Pasha, someone who's walking in the street, and they see in one of the chatzeros, they see a lit Chanukah, a Chanukiah. You have to make a bracha. So says Rashi now, Umatzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda. I found the following b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda. She'amar m'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, who said in the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov, D'lo huzkaka bracha zo, elolami she'lo hidlik b'beiso adayin, o liyoshev b'svina. Rashi says, this bracha, this takana that Chazal made of Birchas HaRoah, that was not for someone who's going to be, who lit on their own in their house and then is going around outside. It's for someone who has not yet lit in their house, or they're, let's say, sitting on a boat. So Rashi says, seemingly, when you're on a boat, how do you mekayim nearest Chanukah? You see, and then you make the bracha on the scene. So let me ask you a question. Why didn't Rashi say you should light on the boat? Why didn't Rashi say, or to someone who didn't yet light on a boat? Why did he say, Elamishilo Hidlik Besardayan, Oli Yoshev Besvina? How come he didn't say, Lyoshev Besvina who doesn't have candles, or Lyoshev Besvina who did not yet light? He seems to say, any Yoshev Besvina is going to be Yotze, nearest Chanukah, through seeing.
How can you see Chanukah candles on a boat?
Maybe let's say you're passing, it's a small river, and you're passing all the houses. Very, very shy. Very shy. So it wouldn't be a cruise. Wouldn't be a cruise, right? Right? So according to the Orchos Chaim, someone on a Svina, what do they do? That's what the Orchos Chaim said. They have to light. So how come Rashi here, when he's on this Gemara, he's offering up this information, it's like someone who's on a boat, who's obviously not lighting, so like they're going to be Yotze this way. Why is it obvious he's not lighting? Right? You hear that? Everyone hear the compellingness of the question? Yeah?
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe writes from this, he says, you see a Raya Brura from a Rashi Alashas that there is absolutely no Chiv, that the Orchos Chaim is wrong, and that they're absolutely, like we thought originally, is only a chiyuv on a bias, and that anyone outside their bias for the night is now pater from Neiros Chanukah. Look at Rabbi Moshe writes, Misha ain lo bias klal, someone does not have a house. V'yashin b'chutz, and is sleeping outside, k'gun shenimtza b'midbar, like he's in the desert. V'gam k'she'ira sheloya b'beiso, v'yeh b'derech kalayla, or he's traveling all night. V'ain lo mishiyad l'k'beiso, and there's no one lighting for him at home. Mash mimi rashi Shabbos. Haroah, shekasav shebirchas hariyah, who kishu yoshev b'svina. Someone who's that this bracha of birchas haroah is for someone who's in a boat. V'mayechayev lahadlik, says the Moshe. If he would have been chayev to light af b'chutz b'svina, even when he's outside on a boat, my time ain't madlik. Hashem, how come Rashi didn't say he should light there? V'im kavanas Rashi de'ain lahem b'svina near lahadlik. And if Rashi means he's only talking about a situation where there's just no candles on the boat, havli lahazkir is that he should have said. A case when the guy can't light on the boat, or in the case when then he's yotzi this way. V'gam makavona she'ein sham neros, lo hayo lomar elamish she'ein lo neros. And if the whole kavana of Rashi is only for someone who's not of neros, he should have just said mishein lo neros is yotzi this way. He shouldn't have said someone who's yoshe b'svina. He should have said someone who doesn't have candles is light this way. Shelachein mashma. Therefore, it appears she'eino mitzada ones. It's not because he's not able to light because he can't light. Elamishum she'af she'ika neros. That even if he would have candles, Lake Chiyuv Shalova Bias. Even if someone would have candles, there is absolutely no Chiyuv, not in the house. So what comes after Moshe? Moshe Mamas throws everything on its head. Moshe has the original approach we thought was Pash Pshat and the Gemara and Tosfos, right? Pash Pshat and Gemara and Tosfos, that the din is only on bias. Therefore, according to Rav Moshe, right, if you're on a cruise or you're in a train or you're on a plane, anything, you are just you're no longer bechlal the parsha of Neiros Hanukkah. You are now no longer, you're not lighting that night. You're just not. And if you see it somewhere, then you can make a bracha, but you would not light against all these other poskim. So this is the big machlokas. That poskim, is it going to be one way or the other? Oh. So I originally had thought, you know, that Rashi, and it was when you have a Rashi and Shas, the Or Chaim didn't have so much Raya in the Gemara, and all the other poskim went from the Or Chaim. So Rashi, Moshe had a Rashi al Shas, right? So that's the best Raya. So everyone knows this new book. You can find it in this new sefer. You can find it in Z Berman if you want. Kovitz Halachos of Shmuel Kamenetsky's Psakim. So the guy who put it together is unbelievable. So he discusses this, and he brings the Rashi in Sefer Apardes. So what's Sefer Apardes? So Rashi also has another Sefer called Sefer Apardes, Sefer which has other comments. So Rashi discusses this in the Sefer Apardes as well. So he quotes the Lashon there. Mishaya bederech o mahalich besvina velo hayeloner malahadlik ukeshechazer lebeso beemtzah Chanukah she'en lo hadiki emasha madlik and shara b'nei adam boso laila. Rashi adds in the words in Sefer Apardes, someone who does not have a candle. Right, so Ramosha's whole raya. What was Ramosha's whole raya? The Rashi just said Mishi Yoshe B'Svina. He didn't say just that. Rashi didn't say someone who doesn't have a candle. So it seems like someone who's on a Svina just never has the light. So he points out that the Rashi in Sefer Apardes adds in those words that Ramosha said are missing. Very interesting. Ramosha probably did not look in the Sefer Apardes. So he says maybe Ramosha's raya is not really good anymore because maybe Rashi meant that when he said that. Okay, that's something to think about. But like I remember Rabbi Simon once pointed out to us, we were learning Yerideya, and Rav Moshe has a chiddush based off of the Ramaz quote of the Shari Dura in a certain situation about pots. So he's a big chiddush, basically why you don't need to have separate grates on your stovetop. He bases the idea in the Rama. So many of the posts can point out, if you look in the Shari Dura, the Ramaz quoting, the way he writes it there, Rav Moshe's diak doesn't work. So maybe we should say that everyone should have separate grates. Remember what Simon said, it doesn't matter. Rav Moshe has a chiddush, Rav Moshe has a chiddush, meaning Rav Moshe is allowed to have his own chiddush. So the point is, whether you say it's a good diak from Rashi or not, Rav Moshe's svara is still very compelling, that you wouldn't need except for a bias. But many poskim will tell someone who's in such situations that they have to light nonetheless. They have to light. So this really is too. I think most poskim bismanas, I will say to people that when they're on a train or whatever in these situations, they do have to light. I think most poskim would say that. With a bracha, yeah. So like Tzeliezer says, many others say Rav Moshe has this other mahalach, but I think he quotes Rav Shmuel here. Yeah, he quotes Rav Shmuel. Yeah, in the Sefer in Hilchos Chanukah or in Kovitz Halachos, quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that he told him that someone who's traveling as an all-night car ride has to light in their car. They have to stop on the side of the road for half an hour and light in their car. But then he brings at the bottom that his Rebbe told him he should be very careful not to make fire. So need a Rebbe inside. So the point is, obviously Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky holds like the same idea that any time you're out of your house, there's a din to light and to see the nearest Chanukah. So that's that. Oh, so I just want to show you at the bottom here. What about an airplane? We didn't discuss airplanes at all. So airplane's very shver, right? Let's say, and according to Rav Moshe, you don't need to light on the airplane for sure because whatever. But let's say according to the Marsham that moving is not a problem for tzumenis, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you need a light on the train when there's other people around, and according to Tzeliezer, you need a light in the tent. Pash, you have to light on the plane also.
It's probably the only one of the very few examples where you can't put a can of a candle.
Oh, so what do you do? That's the question. I mean, according to those poskim, are you just like an ones and you can't light? So what should you do, right? So my former chaver of mine from Y, or Eitan Schnall, Rabbi Eitan Schnall, I don't know who he is. He's a great, he's a gvaldik guy, he's in Kol Elyon. He wrote a great article last year. He used to sit across from me in the Beis Medrash. He wrote a gvaldik article last year about this, and he writes as follows. Likewise, purchasing a ticket for overnight air travel may be tantamount to renting a temporary dwelling, where all opinions would agree that one is obligated to light Chanukah candles, right? So if you could hold like the idea of the Marsham, that when you get a ticket for somewhere, it's like you're renting your own dwelling. Obviously, lighting a candle on a commercial flight is dangerous and illegal. Therefore, if Shlomo Zalman Orbach would instruct individuals in such situations to light battery-operated incandescent flashlights without making a bracha, relying on the opinions that accept electric bulbs for use as Chanukah candles. It's like a wild, like Kiddush. So Shlomo Zalman used to tell people when on planes on Chanukah, right? that they should turn on a flashlight at a bracha. And many, there were shitas that held that electric can work for Hanukkah candles. We don't usually assume that way. But he said, assume you could rely on that for the night and just turn it on without a bracha. And maybe you'd be yotze then. So that's what Shlomo Zalman told people. His mom was just for half an hour, just like have a flashlight on and right with you. And I think that's weird also. But that's what Shlomo Zalman told people. In addition, the traveler would be instructed to appoint an agent to lay on his behalf of the traveler. So Shlomo Zalman would say also appoint a shliach. However, some authorities question the comparison of air travel to the discussion of railway travel. Today's flights of several hours contrast starkly with the long-distance train travel of earlier generations that could span several days or more. Therefore, a plane ticket may not constitute the rental of a temporary dwelling place. As a result, based on the above discussion, overnight travel may actually circumvent one's obligation in the midst of lighting Chanukah candles altogether or make proper fulfillment of the mitzvah impossible. Therefore, Poskim recommend avoiding such situation when not absolutely necessary. Right, so some don't hold the Rav Shlomo Zalman. They say that when you...
How would the time affect whether or not it's... I'm saying if you rent a house for an hour...
Right, in a chanami. I agree with you. In other words, I guess the thing is that like a rental is like I'm going to sleep and eat there. It's like I'm renting, but like you sleep and eat on a plane.
Yeah.
So like I agree. Why should that make a difference? If you're going to... In other words, I think... Lefianias Daiti, the whole idea of saying that it's mamish like a rental when you get a plane, when you get a train seat... is a little schwer for me to accept, so like the plane is also a little difficult for me to accept, but if you would assume that, then the plane would be a natural extension. And you also would assume the moving is not a problem, like the Marsham said with the train, then the plane is an obvious extension of the train. So you maybe need it. Shlomo Zalman held that way. That's what Shlomo Zalman held. That's why he held you should light the things. So what, yeah, what are you going to say?
To make it feel like that on the plane is like a communal room as opposed to like a person's property?
Yeah, but the Aruch HaShulchan said on the communal room, you still be chayav to light. Meaning if you'd assume like that's the idea, the Aruch HaShulchan, which the post can assume like, you a communal room seems to not matter. The Aruch HaShulchan said, light one so the people in the train car won't bother you. Right, that's what he's telling you. That's easy. What were you going to say?
No, I just going to ask what the bracha is that if you just see the...
Yeah, the Gemara says two brachas. You say, Al Anisim and... What's the second one? The first night is a shachinu. Yeah, it's in the Gemara Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph.
Those are to be yotze, or those are to be yotze, or if you just see Nerus
Chav. Yeah.
You wouldn't do it because you're lighting at home. I mean, once you light at home, you don't need to. That's like Rashi said. It's for people who don't at all have
so
any kind of.
People.
To be yotze, the takana of making a bracha of a roa. You're not yotze lighting because you didn't light, but you're yotze the takana of a roa. Right. Yotzi the presuming, maybe if you say like there's a different dinner presuming nisa, you'd be yotzi the presuming nisa element or whatever. So hayotzi mi dvareinu, there are two approaches. Whether it's only on a bias, or whether it's mamish everywhere you are. So Rav Moshe seems to take the approach that it's a bias, right? And that you're only b'chayev, and that all these people, that planes, trains, boats, and everything, are not chayev at all. But it seems the majority of poskim, Shlomo Kamenetsky also took the approach that it's going to be any time that you're out, even if they're lighting at home, you'd have to light wherever you are, whether it's because you're renting the place or because you need to see it somehow, whatever it is, even on a plane. So that's the discussion, and I guess ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Yeah.
Say a person makes a bracha as a roah,
yeah,
and then becomes a bala bias, let's say,
makes a bracha as a roah, becomes a bala. I don't know. I think not, but I don't know. You know, cool. Okay.